The rest of our program today is going to be put on by our African group. This is going to be exciting. It's going to be good. These are some slides of Healing Presence Ministry, led by Pastor Joel, one of our elders here at this church, and consists of folks from Rwanda, Burundi, and Congo mainly that are becoming part of our church family, and we're so excited that they're here. So these slides and a little music's going to play. When the slides are ended, they're going to process in, and the program is theirs. Enjoy.
Church, I have to make sure that I am on. I think yes. This is Healing Presence Ministry. Healing Presence Ministry that is composed by these people you see here in front of you. I am so praised, I am so blessed to have this opportunity to sit down with these young people and listen from what they have been going through and sharing with them what myself I've been going through and just give that moment of listening has been a wonderful moment for me to exactly know who am I and who God is for me. And today, you have heard what happened in Africa, in Central Africa, especially in 1994. Even before that, in some countries have been going through some problems, civil war, persecution, killing each other. And what happened in Rwanda, it was terrible. And this caused many people to leave their countries. And here, we have two tribes that have grown up together, shared together, living together. But when this moment came, you can't understand how this evil happened. So these people you see here are the fruits, are the survivors of these tribulations, this suffering, this genocide, this civil war that has been happening in Central Africa. And I mean in Rwanda, in Burundi, and in Congo. And I just want, before starting our program, to ask them who are from Rwanda, they just we raise their hands, from Congo, and from Burundi, and to see who they are. Let me ask those who come from Rwanda, please, can you raise up your hands? The Rwandese? Okay. Those who are from Congo? Okay. Those who are from Burundi? And we have in congregation those who came with them. And I have Pastor Neth with his wife. And then we have Sister Jan and her husband is outside. And we have Mrs. Pastor Muzero. She is here. And we have the children of Brother Charles and his wife, Jen. He is outside. But we have some other people sitting just in the congregations. But let me ask them, all of them, from Congo, from Rwanda, from Burundi, please, wherever you are, please, would you stand up? So these people, please, thank you very much. We welcomed you. And it is amazing. These people you see are from those two tribes, the Hutus and the Tutsis. And people have been asking me how this happened. You can't explain it. What happened in Rwanda, in Burundi, in Congo, you can't explain it. Even those who have been there, who came out of it, cannot explain it because it is beyond. When you see somebody coming and kill his neighbor, somebody who they have been growing together, and ask, tell me how this happened, it is beyond our imagination. But these people you see here today are from those two tribes, the Hutus and the Tutsis. So people have been asking me, Joe, are Hutus and Tutsis can come together and sit down together and talk? I said, sure. And here, this is what you see today. The Hutus and the Tutsis sit down together, not only to sit down together, not only to eat together, but also to share Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who is our Lord, who is our Master. Amen. And that is why we are here to bring this good news to you, to this wonderful county that welcomed us, to tell you that we have a God who cared for us, who took care for us. When we were in that tribulations, when we were about to lose our lives, he saved our lives. And he brought us to this wonderful place, this United States of America. And we praise you, we honor you, we thank you very much for welcoming us and be our new family. And that is why we are here today, to share with you some, just some few of what happened to us in songs, in testimonies. And as you know, these people who come from Africa, they have many ways of expressing their joy, telling us how really God has saved them. One or two of those ways of giving us, showing us how God has blessed them is by songs, and when they sing, even by dance, because of the joy they have of being saved, and now they can stand and say, here, Jesus has saved us. So we have here these people who have been rescued, who have been saved, and who really now they are ready to give us testimonies through songs and through testimonies. But before they stood up, how this ministry of healing presence began here in Phoenix. It was up, two years ago. When I was visiting and listening and talking and going to the hospital, I am a chaplain, and see all what they have been going through. After they have lost their loved ones, they have lost their properties, they have lost their country, they have lost their culture, they have lost everything, they came here, they found another issue, another challenge. The culture, language, they cannot express what they have. They can't share what they have as a testimony. And so that has been killing most, even more than the gun. So to just go and sit down with them and give them this opportunity just to listen has been a wonderful, a wonderful way of healing, not only for them, but especially for me too. And this is what we bring to you today. Not just to listen to this beautiful music, but to hear this message and to see what God has done in their lives and to know that what he has done is able to do it in your life. Amen. May God bless you as now you are ready to listen. And as you are ready not only to listen, but also to hold, to take it in your life and to apply it in your daily life. Let the Holy Spirit come down and lead us through this service. In Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to sing the prayer song. So as an African, we really like to dance for God. As you see us dancing, jumping, it's a joy to be in God's house. Enjoy the song.
Namanangaswa chane nibyaremwe mu biganza byawe inyenyeri no guhinda kw'inkuba byerekana ububasha bwawe uhoraho namanangaswa chane nibyaremwe mu biganza byawe inyenyeri no guhinda kw'inkuba byerekana Ububa ngambi mara
Mana za kurimira
Za kurimira Uitu Ngambi mara
Mana za kurimira
Uitu
Uitu
Ngambi mara Mana za kurimira Uitu
Hallelujah. Sing for the guy.
Kisazaza, azanyeni gawote, azanjana, ubo kwa data. Zatukama, mimbazi mwana yanje, buzi.
Hallelujah. Yes, you can see how it is beautiful to sing for the Lord and to see His beauty and what He has done in our lives. When I see these young people, when I sit with them and listening and share together our experiences, I praise God. And today we are praising God. So here we have one of these people who have been rescued from this tragedy. Sister Vistin, I am going to call her to come here in front and share with us just a few of some horrible things happened in her life. And see how God is great. This is Sister Vistin Ingabire, who has been with us for just a few months, and she has been here and baptized in this church just a few months. And Sister Vistin, can you tell us who you are?
My name is Ingabire Vestin. I'm from Rwanda. But to come here, I'm from Lesotho.
You say you are from Rwanda. To come here, you came from Lesotho. Are you here by yourself? Who is with you?
I'm here with my three kids.
How old are they?
The first one is 12. The second is 9. The last one is 6.
So you said you are here, Rwandese, but from Lesotho. How that happened?
Since 1994, Rwanda was have a terrible the war. So I learned to DRC. From DRC, I come back Rwanda 1997. So in 2000 again, I comes out from Rwanda. I went to Malawi.
And so why? You said there was a war in Rwanda. Can you tell us just a little bit how this war was?
The war was very terrible. The people, many people died. The blood was all over the country. So who gets survive, he ran away. He saved her life, or his life.
And how old were you?
I think I was between 12 and 13 years.
And you can imagine a little girl, 13, 14 years, running away. Were you with your parents?
No. Since beginning, I never know my mother or my father. I grew up with my grandmother. So time for running. My grandmother, she was very old. My uncle was in German, so I learned myself to dance.
And how did you manage this, a little girl, 13, running out, you don't have anybody, and everybody was saving his life, her life. So how did you make it?
In the way by running, I met one who was called Prince Pastor Seromba. He helped me to cross from Rwanda to DRC.
That's because the time is very short. Tell us a little bit just what happened when you were in DRC, that is Democratic Republic of the Congo. What happened to you in Congo?
To Congo, because I was kids, some few months, I thought the things was good. But after some 1.5, 2 years, the soldiers again come to kill the refugee. So the refugee was running all over the forest. Some the water killed them. The parents lose the kids again.
So the soldier, they were killing the refugees. And to be a refugee is terrible. But I want to let you know here, we are refugees. This is not our home. Because we have our home where there will never be a war, a civil war. So you are a refugee, and people are running behind you, wanting to kill you. So anything happened to you, and what happened? So tell us.
For me, always, God is my savior. When I ran with two kids, which I was with them. The mother and the father was already running away. Me, I left behind with the kids. I don't know if I was behind, if I was the first. I don't know.
So when there is a war, sometimes you forget your children. Sometimes you forget your husband, your wife. And you run away because you have to save your life. Here she is a little mother with two kids. And still she is running and holding her two children. So, and then, so in Congo, you were running, and so you left Congo. But before leaving Congo, is any particular thing that happened to you want to share with us?
Something which happened to me, except when it was somewhere they called Ting Ting. Ting Ting, many people died. With the hunger, it was nothing to eat. But for me, I continued to run until where they called Kisangani. Kisangani, I finished more than 3 months in the forest. I was still living with those two kids. And
for those who do not know Congo, because this Congo is my country, to get from where she was, to get to Kisangani, it is a trip of like 5 days walking, but in a forest, a very dense forest with mosquitoes and all kinds of animals. How did you survive those animals? And you didn't have a car, a truck, you were just walking. What happened?
It was God who protected me because many people died. Some men lost his wife. You found your wife die. You just put the grass. You just pass. The women throw away the kids. But for me, God was protecting me always.
Amen. And God is always with us, even in the midst of helplessness, even in the midst of where we found alone, loneliness. God is always with us. So here, now you are finding yourself with these little kids. You have to decide to leave Congo and you go to Rwanda. Tell us a little bit from Rwanda to Malawi, then from Malawi to where?
When I come back to my country, but before to the airport for Kisangani, is where I meet the family I belong to. So they took me and the kids, they took us to our country. So from airport to for Kigali, they took me to Kitarama. Kitarama, I finished maybe 2 days. From Kitarama, they took me back home.
So now you are in Rwanda, but you don't want to stay in Rwanda because there is insecurity, there is still killing, and you want to leave Rwanda and go to Malawi. Let's skip a little bit from Malawi. You didn't stay too long in Malawi. Let's talk about Lesotho. So you get in Lesotho. Tell us the life in Lesotho.
Life for Lesotho, when I entered there, I saw it was different than where I come from. So, but some few months, the problem is that, because when I left there, I was pregnant, something like 4 months. When my baby born, she never talked, she never walked, until 3 years. It was a very difficult time for me. I was not working. I was not having food, except the church which was buying for me the food.
So you can imagine a little mother, now not only two children, she has now a third one, and the third one is sick. She has disabilities, and there is no a sitter, there is no child care. And how did you survive, you and your three children, especially with this one who is sick?
My life was very difficult, except God is the one who can say. But always, I used to cry to ask God, I need your help. You say whatever we need, we should ask you, you will give us. I don't know much by prayer, but my prayer always, I was asking God, please, you say when we knock, you will open for us. When you call, you will hear for us. God, I need your help.
So here, there is this poor woman, mother, knocking to the door. God, open. God, open. Did he really open?
God, in 2009, God, he opened for me my door. Because the way I saw the people from South Africa, he come to my place. He said there is someone who needs their help. And they need to help me so I can come to you and stay.
Now, a help comes. Never stop praying. Even when you found like there is nothing else to do, keep praying. Keep praying and keep trusting, because the God we pray, He is alive. He is our Savior. He is our Savior. He knows us. He knows our troubles. He knows our hearts. He knows you. So now, a Savior comes. You never dreamed to come to the United States. What happened? How did you come to the United States?
When they give me the good news to come to America, I was very happy, more than anything. And following month is where my baby started to walk. She walked 18 December, is where she started to walk. So I was always praised the Lord. After that, when the time it comes to come here, when I arrive here to airport, I found the people, he have a piece of the paper. They say, welcome, Vestine. And do all the name for my kids. I say, oh, everywhere I'm
Let
going.
Let me tell you, those who brought her over here is the Lutheran Church. The Lutheran Church sponsored her, covered all the expenses, the house, everything. And the mother who welcomed her to the airport is here. Jane, please, would you stand up? And she is the one who welcomed to the airport and give her is this wonderful house. Hallelujah. And she is the one who is still working with her, showing her the life, how to get in, involved in this new life where she came in. Now, you are here in America. Tell us, from Rwanda to Congo, Malawi, Tanzania, South Swaziland, Lesotho, now you are here in America. So what is next?
I think the next will be more wonderful, because even now I can see I have a brother and sister, I have a parents who I can cry for the shoulders. So I know God always is there for me, and I think everything will be good.
So recently you told me, said, Pastor Joel, I want to be baptized. And you were baptized here. Now tell us, life then and life now in Jesus, is there any difference?
Yeah, it's a very different, because I can see now I'm out from the death. I can see I start a new life to my future. I start a new life is why even need to share with some people my news, my life. Is why I wrote the book. Very soon it will be out between June and July.
So amen. Vestine, she is writing a book about her life. And very soon you will get this book. It's a wonderful book. Just because what she shares with us today is a little of what happened in her life. So now you have a new family, a church family. Is there any feeling for you to feel that you have really this new family for you?
Yeah, I'm really happy, because I can talk with someone, I can give someone the hug, and me can give me the hug. But before to Africa, when the church was over, I was running away. When I saw the people watching me, I was thinking they are talking about me. So I never want to greet anyone, because everyone who watch me or who like to talk to me, I was running away from him.
Vestine, she had a terrible life. We sat down together and she shared with me all what happened, what caused her to think like everybody was laughing for me, and for me. And life was terrible. Now you can see how she looks beautiful, how she's smiling. It is because of what you have done. The Lutheran Church, what they have done. Mama Jen, for what she has done. And for all of us to have this wonderful, beautiful family church for what you are doing. So we praise you. We praise you. And we thank you very much for your good things, for being a wonderful instrument that God can use to bring salvation to somebody who never had hope that she was going to be saved. Now she is saved. She is healed. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually. May God bless you, Sister Vistin, and may God bless you, the church. Let's please, we all applaud for God's wonderful job she has done.
Oh, Yeah.
The story continues. And here is another story. A story of somebody from Congo, Nyirakamana Changanya, who has been going through a very, very bad situation. She lost her husband, she lost her children, and she too was going to lose her life. As you see her, she was cut by machete, the neck. She was shot in the back, and the bullet came out of her chest. And she was half dead. But how this happened? Nyirakamana amakuru muraho. Tubwire izina ryawe naho ukomoka. Nyirakamana, how are you? Tell us where you come from. I am Nyirakamana Changanya.
Ngewe mva muri Congo.
I come from Congo.
Masisi.
Masisi. Na tubwire ukomoka muri Congo I Masisi. Wageze hano ute muri America. Tell us, you come from Congo, Masisi. How did you come to America?
Nge navuye muri Congo. Nge navuye muri Congo.
I came from Congo as a refugee via Rwanda. I left my country because of people who were just running behind us and they were leaving and fleeing our countries. Noneho tubwire ese utarahunga ukiri muri Congo. Nibiki byabaye byatumye uhunga yego hari intambara hari abantu benshi bapfuye ako ni nkibiki byakubayeho. Before leaving your country from Congo, what really happened to you? Can you share with us in few words what happened? Tubwire ibyakubayeho.
Ibyambayeho nabonye nuko umugabo wanje bamwishe ndora.
My husband was killed in my eyes.
Abana wanje babica ndora.
My children were killed just in my eyes. All my parents were killed when just I was looking. And I saw that as a witness. None se wowe byakugendekeye bite wabonye umugabo wawe bamwica abana be barabica ababyeyi bawe barabica ese wowe byagenze bite? What happened to you?
Uko byagenze nuko nabonye.
As myself, this is a machete that they wanted just to cut my neck. And I was shot back in my back and came out from my chest. It is just by God's grace who was with me. And God just stood up on my life and I didn't lose my life, didn't die. Many people died at that moment, but God was with me. None se ibyo byarabaye baragutemye barakurasa birumvikana ko habayeho abaganga barakujyana wagiye kuvurirwa he. So you were cut your neck and shot. Where did you get medication just to survive? I was sent in Rwanda where I got my medication. Nuko uri mu Rwanda se byagenze bite babashe kukuvura warakize byaje kugenda bite? In Rwanda you got your medication, your treatment, but what was next? They tried their best to give the best medication. But to the extreme, they couldn't really, there are some points they couldn't help.
And
so they looked for me a transfer so that I could come here to the United States of America. Nuko bakubonera uburyo bwo kuza hano muri America, urahaguruka uza hano muri America. Ese umaze hano muri America gikinga nagite? How long time you have been here in America?
mparangije umwaka umwe.
Just 1 year I am here in America. None sugeze hano muri America ni iki kindi wahuye nacyo wumvise cyaguteye ishavu n'agahinda kuba rugeze aha ngaha se wumvise ubonye byose washakaga to coming to America. Did you receive all what you were looking for? What next? What happened to you? Were you just healed to be here?
Ngewe icyo nashakaga nagize imana uko biri ndi kuvurwa.
I am so blessed. I have my God. I got good medication.
Kandi nyiramahirwe no ni igihugu nabonye ari igihugu kiza cyane.
And also I am blessed because I found this country is so beautiful.
Nagera hano ndaryama ngasinzira.
Since I came over here I can sleep. I can sleep peacefully.
Tubona ibyo kurya.
We have food.
Abana bacu barasonzaga cyane.
My children always when we over there never had food to eat, but here we have food.
Ariko buno nchime imana ko twabonye naho tujya duhurira nabandi.
And in addition to that I praise God because now I have a congregation where I can come and worship my God.
Nuko tukabana ho dusengera nicyo
dukeneye. And so I have a place where I can worship my God. Uravuze uti noneho abana bawe irya ntibabonaga ibyo kurya hano babona ibyo kurya none se kwapfushije abana apfushije abana bangahe hano wazanye nabana bangahe. You said you had children over there, they didn't have food, and you lost some children. How many did you come with, and how old are them? Bafite imyaka ingahe?
Abapfuye ni bane.
I lost 4 children.
Hano mpafite batatu.
And here I have 3. Mm-hmm. And none se hano uri hano ufite amahirwe kubona husengera urumva ubu ngubu noneho umugambi wawe aruye. So now you have a family, a church family, and what is next? What is your plan?
Umugambi wanje ni wo guhamya Imana yanjye ibyo yankoreye.
My vision, my goal is to give a testimony of what God did for me.
Nkabwira nabagenzi banjye ibyo Imana yankoreye.
And share with my friends all what God has done in my life.
Nk'ubu iyo twari turi twarasengaga ariko kubona twaranyuze muri ibyo byose.
And even there we prayed, but see how we went through all this. It was a great testimony for us.
Umugambi wanje ni ukubwira bagenzi banje batari bamenye Imana ubutumwa.
So my goal is to share with you the good news of salvation, that we have a savior.
Ku Imana ari nziza cyane.
That God is so good. Amen. Reka turagushimye urakoze. How many of us? This is just a short testimony of what happened to Nyirakamana. She is here with us. In the future, we plan to have a concert where we have a long time to share with you all what happened to us. How many of us who welcome Changanya and who say, praise God for bringing you here with us? Now you have a new family. How many? Thank you very much.
Isi ya none iraturusha ikorerwa mwibibi byinshi cyane hirya no hino bashaka ibigezweho ntabwo bitorera kuba Look
Kiteguru zatumburwa nuwo munsi kandi gihe kizaba cyashize Mbese kudambara igihe kigeze kandi umwami wabambagiye kuza Nutiteguru zatumburwa nuwo munsi kandi gihe kizaba cyashize Satani yashiza wakozi kumurimo umuntu ntabwo ashaka mugenzi we ubwicanyi babugize nk'umukino ngo barashaka ubutunzi bwo mu isi Satani yashiza wakozi kumurimo umuntu ntabwo ashaka mugenzi we ubwicanyi babugize nk'umukino ngo barashaka ubutunzi bwo mu isi Mbese kudamara igihe kigeze kandi umwami wabamagiye kuza Nutiteguru zatungurwa n'uwo munsi kandi igihe kizaba cyashize Mbese kudamara igihe kigeze kandi umwami wabamagiye kuza Nutiteguru zatungurwa n'uwo munsi kandi igihe kizaba cyashize Shuti dushake Yesu bigishoboka ko dufite amasezerano ye yukuza mwizera atazakorwa n'isoni kuri uwo munsi ugiye kugera Shuti dushake Yesu bigishoboka kuko dufite amasezerano ye yukuza mwizera atazakorwa n'isoni kuri uwo munsi ugiye kugera turera Yerusalemu nziza wa murwa w'imanura bagirana amarembo yaho yose ni zahabu nshuti yekure tuzabaneyo turareba Yerusalemu nziza wa murwa w'imanura bagirana amarembo yaho yose ni zahabu nshuti yekure tuzabaneyo
Mbegu munezero nzagira ningera mwijuru nzavuge iby'urukundo rwa ducumuye Mbegu munezero nzagira ningera mwijuru nzavuge iby'urukundo rwa Duchunguye
Onyera
ningera Mijuru kwa data Angawa Nana Yesu Nini Nindiri mbozi shimbe Kuko Nachunguwe
Onyera
ningera Mijuru kwa data Angawa Nana Yesu Komezuru gamba churwana nunga Nzisatani ducho Gore muchiki mbege tuza urirayo Komezuru gamba churwana nunga Nzisatani ducho Gore muchiki ntege tuza kurirayo
Ningera
mwijuru kwa data nzaba Nana Yesu ndiri Nindirimbo zishimwe kuko nacunguwe
Yesu niri nindirimbo zishimwe kuko nacunguwe intambara n'umuhora nabyo mwisi nzayiruhuka byose ningera mu ijuru imiruho mura nabyo mwisi nzabiruhuka byose ningera mu ijuru ningera mu ijuru kwa data nzaba na na Yesu niri n'indirimbo zishimwe kuko nacunguwe
Ah! bananiwe urugendo dufite ni rurerure kandi urakomeje urimo imisozi myinshi ninayiza abagenzi baja mu ijuru auri abashi bananiwe ariko hari intwari zarangije urwo rugendo baraturindiriye ngo tuneshe uzanezerwe ariko hari intwari zarangije urwo rugendo baraturindiriye ngo tuneshe uzanezerwe bagenda bazerera butayu nk'amasega hari n'abandi batanze abana babo kuko gukunda imana intumwa nazo zapfuye urupfu rubi ziraturindiriye hari n'abora bagenda bazerera butayu nk'amasega batanze abana babo kuko gukunda imana intumwa nazo zapfuye urupfu rubi ziraturindiriye n'abandi banesha isi dukuri bari natwe natwe tugomba kunesha ukazahabwa ibyasezeranijwe abandi banesha isi dukuri bari nkatwe natwe tugomba kunesha tukazahabwa ibyasezeranijwe
hirya y'ubu buzima
hariho ubundi bwiza
tariye
nigeze kububona
tumagatinya hirya y'ubuzima yo hariho
ubundi bwiza
yo tariyeri
wiba nigeze kububona
bituma adatinya
kuribwa
hirya y'ubuzima yo hariho
ubundi bwiza
yo tariyeri wiba
Tumagatinya kuri bwa rintare
Ara yake
Ara na kwituriki
imigambi yawe
imigambi yawe kuri njye ni byiza
iyo mpamvu
iyo mpamvu nange
ndavugisha
imvuga we
ara yanjye
mwana ndakwituriki
imigambi yawe
imigambi yawe kuri njye ni byiza
iyo mpamvu
iyo mpamvu nange
arakira
ishimwe kuneza usugiri
bakije
ishimwe
ubu bose bariho
bariho barameze
yo gihewe
gihewe amara
biyakurenye
yera igwanda
abayitumana
jaba
iyo kwihora
yo
ukiyabera we
ye amara
biyakure
yena igwa
abari kumanwa batanga biyori kurinda mana yanjye imigambi yawe niyo mpamvu imigambi yawe niyo mpamvu nange mwami niyo mwana w'umunsi
Biyo
mara zisa
Mara nishimye Yamala umudu Sikizi yo mara ya
kurinze
Kurinze
Kuwesheje
Kuwesheje Onu mudango wa wose
Iyo mara yache
Yamala nishimye
Mara yache
Mara zokwituri
Imigambi yawe
Imigambi yawe kurinze ni
Nye mwami Mara yanjye Imigambi yawe Niyo mpamvu Nye mwami
from Jerusalem to Jericho. The story begins. A robbery and a violent assault is followed by a desertion to die. Then, fortunately, we think for the dying victim. A series of upstanding citizens come along. The hope is soon snuffed out when these nice, religious, civic-minded would-be rescuers turn a deaf ear and blinded eye to the grooms of pain and the bleeding wounds instead of stopping to help this powerful man. And these people go away using as excuse the very religious or patriotic causes the prophets to espouse. Then comes the lone figure down the dark road. He is another race. He is of another culture. He is a stranger. Yet this unlikely alien stops. He is tender, gentle, caring. He births, he wounds, he offers a drink. He lifts the broken man and transports him to a healing place. Who is this unlikely rescuer who fits none of the stereotypes of a minister of healing? And who is this man who walks with each of us in this valley of the shadow of death? Who is this stranger who knows what we need, who knows where we are, who knows our hurts, who knows the invisible pain to which others are blind and deaf? Who is this man who walks with you, who shows up on the narrow, dark, dangerous way of Jericho Road of our lives just when we think we will surely die? In Matthew 28, verse 20, he says, I will be with you till the end of the age. And that man is Jesus Christ. Today, he wants to bring his salvation to everybody who wants to be saved through you, through me. As you have heard their testimonies, as you have heard what happened to them, Jesus has prepared somebody through him or her to bring salvation to not only them, also to their families. Today, it is our day. Would you be one of God's instruments he wants to use today to bring his salvation to those who are dying, to those who need help, to those who need hope now, as you heard from these people? Do you want to be an instrument for God to come through you and to go to the hospital, to go to nursing homes, to go to the streets, and to find these people who are beautiful but they don't have hope, and be an instrument that God can use to bring hope to them? If so, would you please raise up your hand? May God bless you. May God keep you safe. May God strengthen you as you keep this promise to let God use you as his instrument, to let salvation come down. May you be today his instrument. And the healing is coming to somebody through you. In his name I pray. Amen. As now we end our service. So we had many things we wanted to say, but let's call Pastor Yeri to come to conclude. But before he concludes, these young people, we are organizing a concert. In future, we will talk to Pastor Gary to see how this is going to help and to work. And we have a mission, and our mission is to go and to bring this good news to people. Beginning here in Phoenix, go to states and go back to our countries where we came from and tell them that we need unity in Christ. We need love each other. To do so, we will need your help, your prayers, your support. In many ways. Please pray for this ministry. Pray for these young people. And may God continue to bless us. May God continue to bless these young people as we close. And may God give us salvation from above. Amen.
I want to thank all those who came and sung, and thank Pastor Joel for putting this together. Let's stand together. Join hands up and down the rows across the center aisle. Sing our blessing to each other. The Lord.